KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have dense fog, about one-quarter mile visibility here in Atlantic. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for Audubon, Adair, Guthrie, Carroll, Dallas, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties. Otherwise, look for cloudy skies today and a high around 39. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In area news, the Red Oak Police report a multi-agency operation conducted this morning in Clarinda resulted in the arrest of six people on drug charges. Red Oak Police deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and officers of the Clarinda Police Department converged on a residence at 515 South 10th Street, lot number 26 in Clarinda. A search warrant was executed at the home and resulted in the arrest of the following individuals. 20-year-old Jeffrey Witt of Clarinda, who faces charges that include possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, a drug tax stamp violation, and gathering where illegal substances are used. 25-year-old Charles Mace, Jr. of Clarinda, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and gathering where illegal substances are used. And 33-year-old Jonathan Wasson of Villisca, 22-year-old Sky James of Clarinda, 21-year-old Starla Holmes of Clarinda, and 18-year-old Jason Sarabia, Jr. of Red Oak were all charged with gathering where illegal substances are used. Each of those subjects were transported to the Page County Jail and held pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. The Harlan Police Department Thursday released a report on recent arrests and accidents. Officials say on December 18th, officers with the Harlan PD arrested 29-year-old Eric Romero of Harlan following a traffic stop. Romero was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with driving while barred. And on December 17th, Harlan police arrested 53-year-old Dale Nall of Harlan at his residence. Nall was taken into custody on an active Shelby County warrant for violation of probation. Harlan police also investigated accidents that took place on December 3rd and 21st, neither of which resulted in injury. Drivers involved in the separate collisions included Betty Specht of Westphalia and Jeremy Walker of Harlan, and Faye Jacobson of Harlan and Jamie Lee of Avoca. Damage from the crashes amounted to $4,500 altogether. Only one of the drivers was cited. Betty Specht of Westphalia was cited following the December 3rd crash at Chatburn Avenue and College Place for a failure to stop in an assured clear distance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday three recent arrests. On Monday, deputies arrested 26-year-old Marshal Brandon Fisher of Atlantic on a district court warrant for probation violation. Fisher was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $10,000 bond. That same day, deputies arrested 26-year-old Michael Allen Thorin of Atlantic on a district court warrant for failure to appear and an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Thorin was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $10,000 bond. On Tuesday, deputies in Cass County arrested 42-year-old John Stratton Eichelberger of Atlantic after he turned himself in at the Cass County Sheriff's Office on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for simple assault. Eichelberger was subsequently released on $300 bond. In an update to our report Monday morning, the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Thursday also provided information about an accident that occurred early Sunday morning. A 12-year-old female was injured during that rollover accident southwest of Atlantic. It occurred at 12:05 a.m. Sunday at the curve at 582nd and White Pole Road, or the AT&T curve, near Lewis. A 2001 Dodge Grand Caravan, driven by 39-year-old Alejandrina Lopez of Atlantic, went out of control due to the slippery road surface. The van entered the north ditch and tipped over onto its passenger side. A juvenile female in the vehicle was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. The gates to Sunnyside Park in Atlantic have closed for the season. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring said the gates are closed as of 4 p.m. Friday, today that is, and will be remain closed throughout the winter due to slippery and snow-packed roads. Herring advises you to plan an alternate route around the park if you're traveling in the area. In the funeral announcements, Marilyn Ward, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marilyn Ward will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Catherine Hubert, age 40, of Panama, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Hubert will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Vera M. Buckendahl, age 97, of Alta, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. A funeral mass for Vera Buckendahl will be on Saturday at 1:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Storm Lake. The Nicholas D. Jensen Funeral Home in Alta is in charge of the arrangements. Phyllis Hodney, age 93, of Irwin, died December 19th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Hodney will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Margaret Maggie Vanderheiden, age 88, of Dexter, died December 17th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Cremation has taken place. A memorial service for Maggie Vanderheiden will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Dexter American Legion. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.